Welcome back. You're on 95 BFM Drive. I have a very special guest joining me on the airwaves. Hina is here to chat about her brand new single, Hinatore, which came out on Friday. Kia ora, Hina. How are you?
Kia ora, Rosetta. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for joining me to chat about this. I'm really excited to kind of dive into your world and everything that's happening for you at the moment.
Cool, yeah. Well, thank you for having me. Awesome.
Oh, good. So the new song Hinatore is completely in te reo Māori and kind of pulls from a puraku that's quite relevant to you, I guess?
Yeah. The puraku itself is, I guess it's a very old one. So it's all about sort of, well, it's basically how the story of how Pāne brought light to the world after the separation of Whangi and Papa. So there's kind of this conception that after Whangi Nui and Papa Tuanuku separated, there was just like instantly light, as if it was sort of the Māori Big Bang. But it was still dark. So there's a few different versions of the story, but the one that we wrote about was he met up with his siblings, Wainui and Tangutangu, and basically collected their children up in a big kete and took them into the sky. And so their children is like the sun and the moon and the stars, and then different kinds of light, with Hinatore being one of those kinds of light, which means, it actually means like phosphorus light or like a glowing, twinkling kind of light.
Beautiful. I mean, such a beautiful place to pull from creatively. Is this something you've done before in your songwriting, or was it quite a new process for you?
It was all very new, actually. So I actually wrote the song at the Reo Māori APRA Song Hubs a couple of years ago now, and wrote it with Dan Martin, who also produced it, and Hana Meridaiha and Riti Headley of IA, the Māori, I guess like Taonga Pūoro focused music group. So that was, I think that was like my first experience of collaboratively songwriting in that kind of environment. So everything about it was new, like doing the collaboration, writing all in Māori, and eventually putting out my very first all reo Māori song.
Beautiful. And I mean, very beautiful timing with it being released during Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. Obviously now Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori is over, but we all know that it's kind of a year-round thing. But what does it mean for you to be able to release music during that time?
It was almost, I'm not going to say super spontaneous, because releasing it isn't like, next day it all happens. But I sort of decided about 6 weeks before that it just, I sort of looked at my calendar really, and I thought, oh my gosh, I might as well just put the song out. It's been sitting in the vault for like quite some time, and it felt like it made sense to put it out after Tararua, my other single last year, which was, I guess, bilingual in a way. It had Māori in the chorus, and then I saw Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori coming up, and I thought, oh right, I'm gonna get my act together and actually do this.
Nice.
So yeah,
cool. And I mean, it's very, very cool to be able to fuse those traditional kind of elements such as Taonga Pūoro with like contemporary songwriting. Is this something that you think we can expect a bit more of from you moving forward?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't see why not. I actually haven't thought about it, crazy as that sounds.
Just going with the flow.
Yeah. I think because this song was sort of so outside my usual process and so outside my, I guess you could say, comfort zone, that it was all just very new, and I was just feeling really receptive in the moment and just wanted to try all the things. So maybe I will want to try all the things again, and maybe all the things will include Taonga Pūoro. So who knows? I wish I had a clear answer for you, but I don't.
That's all good. Good to keep us on our toes. chatting just a little bit about the kind of visuals behind this, I find it really interesting that you've chosen to use AI for your music video, for an animated music video. Tell us a little bit about that process of fusing indigeneity with AI.
Yeah, it was kind of, I can't even remember why I decided to do it. I think I was watching, oh, I love Studio Ghibli. I think I was probably watching a fair bit of that. Oh, yeah, I was actually, because I was house sitting for my friend and the room I was in had a TV. And I was like, whoa, okay, I'm going to watch Studio Ghibli on a big screen.
Nice.
And then, yeah, and then that kind of planted the seed to do an animated video. And it was really interesting, actually. Using AI was such a... It was a bit of a trip. I have like a real newfound appreciation for AI art. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, myself included, think, oh, when it's AI generated, it's just like the computer does all the work. But there was so much involved, just generating the images to start with and then animating the images. And yeah, it was quite a humbling experience, actually.
I think also like, what I kind of gathered from the video was just, and the fact that it's animated, kind of just another layer on fusing the contemporary and the traditional and placing that puraku in the context of how it still relates to us today as well.
Yeah, it was actually really cool to try and do that, like sort of, I guess, reimagine what what our gods look like, reimagine what, what the separation of Bangi and Papa would have been like, reimagine the environments that it would have been in. It was really interesting. And also it was kind of funny because it's such an old pudako, that has like a few different versions and across Te Moana Nui Akiwa, it was like, I kind of went into it with the intention to make it like pan-Polynesian. So not necessarily specifically Māori, which actually really helped when I was doing it with AI, because AI doesn't really grasp what Māori means in a way.
it doesn't yet.
Not yet. Like if you get it to generate, if you put in like Māori man standing in front of a house, it'll pop out like four different images and one of them looks like Mayan and the other one looks, I don't know, like something from Tibet, and it's just, it's crazy, right. It's really interesting. Yeah, so I'm sort of sticking with, I guess, Polynesian, like broadly Polynesian imagery kind of tied nicely into the both the story and the way that I was telling it, I guess.
And I guess like a learning curve in itself, or just kind of a reminder that there's still quite a long way to go in terms of training those technologies and informing both people and databases about Māoridom.
Totally, and kind of doing it in a way where it still respects like the Māori and the Wairua of our stories and our traditions, and kind of wanting to, I guess, enhance the mana of the pudako, not take anything away from it too. That was like quite important to me throughout the process.
Beautiful. I think that's a beautiful note to end on. I think it's by time we listen to this beautiful waiata.
Cool.
Thank you so much for joining me, Hina, for a chat today. It's been so lovely to learn about the kaupapa behind this song.
Thank you, Rosita. It's been really nice to talk about it, actually.
Cool. This is Hina Tore from Hina.
Tua ite po uri uri ite po tango tango me te aha pikirangi te ai e tāne ngārangi tūhāhā ki reira tūtaki atu rā ki ōna ewe ewe kia wainui, kia tango tango ki ngā mātua o te whānau mārama. Up.